Kishon, everybody, today's daf is Zuma Daf Mem Hey, and today's shir is Biskos Rafu Shalim for Nami Mir Rav Hashan Rav Gerezel, who's having surgery to remove cancer tomorrow. So it's a Shen, everything should go well, and she should have Rafu Shalim. So we're here on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, at the bottom, at the two dots, about five lines up. The Mishnah had said that Bechol Yom Haya Zahava Yorok, that the golden shovel that they used to take out the ketores, right? There was ketores in the morning and the evening. So and every day, the shovel was Zahava Yorok, literally means green, but it referring to yellow gold. But Hayom, on Yom Kippur, it was red gold. And now the Gemara is going to list off a bunch of different types of gold. Amar of Chista, Shiva Zahavim Hain. There were seven types of gold. Zahav, that's one. Vizav Tov, and good gold. Vizav Ophir, I'm just going to name them, right? Vizav Ophir, Vizav Mufaz, Vizav Shachut, Vizav Sagor. Sagur Vizav Priyam. Now the Gemara is going to explain what all these things are. We're going to have a machlokas, really whether it was seven or five, right? We listed seven things, but could be that there were, we'll see at the end, in a second, that there could be that there were five levels, and each of those levels had a Zahav, a gold, and a Zahav Tov, and a good gold. Okay, so meaning there are really 10 levels. All right, either way, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zahav Zahav Tov, you know that there's gold and there's good gold, quote unquote, dechtiv, because the pasuk says, and in Parshas Bereishis, Uzahav Har Zahi Tov, and the gold of that land was good, Resham Hamdolach Ve'Evan Hashom, that's how the Gemara finishes, the pasuk finishes, that there was good gold, and there was good gold. Right, implying, right, if the gold of that land was good, right, that implies there was other gold that was less good. Okay, so that's the first two levels. Zahav Ophir, what is that? The Asi Me Ophir, okay, came from a place called Ophir. Apparently it was very good. And Pashas is that, the what's it called? The levels are going up here. It seems like this is a higher level. Okay, Zahav Mofaz, why is that? Shadom El Paz, it looks like, Rashi writes, what's Paz? That's Matziv Kamargolis, right, it shines, it's yellow like a gem or like a pearl. Okay, Zav Shachut, it was the shechted gold. What is that? Not really shechted. Shenitvel kechut. It's not the word shachut. It's shechut. Right? It's similar to a thread, meaning it's very thin. Right? It can be spun like a thread. Rashi writes me pnishu rach. It's very very soft and malleable and thin. Okay, Zav Sagur, the closing gold. Because at the moment when you open it, meaning when you start selling it, so all the other shops close because Mistama, right, there's nobody else wants to buy any other gold if this gold is on the market. Okay, and finally, Zav Priyam, what is that? So that's Shadom Ledam Parim. That's similar to the blood of cows, of oxen. That's the blood that they used on Yom Kippur. That's the gold that they used on Yom Kippur. And that was the highest level of gold. Rav Ashi says, no, really, Chamesha Hain, as I mentioned before, really there were five levels. V'chov chad v'chad, isbe zahav u'zahav tov. And each one of them had their own different levels of good and normal gold and better gold. So really there were 10 levels. Right? There were five levels, and each one of them had good and better. Okay, fine. Tanya mehachi also learned that. Reisa b'chol yom ha'yazav v'yorek v'yom edom. Adom, right, exactly. V'ayinu zav priyam shadom ha'ladam parim. Okay, right, like we explained in the Mishnah, every day the shovel was gold, and on Yom Kippur it was the best type of gold, which is similar to the blood of the bulls, right, again, to help the atonement process. Okay, vital. B'chol yom makriv pras shachris, b'chol yom ha'yazav daka, v'ayom daka min ha'daka, right, on Yom Kippur. The incense was even finer than fine, right? It's ground very finely. So Tan Rabbanan learned in the Braisa Daka Matamad Omar Valkar Namer Shachakta Mimeno Dak. Right, the pasuk says, right, that you have to grind it Daka. You have to grind it. You have to grind it well. Right, the pasuk already said that Veshachakta Mimeno Hadek. Right, you have to grind it up. Right, finely. Right, finely ground Ketores. Elavi Daka Mimeno Daka. Right, to teach me that you need it super ground. On Yom Kippur, it should be of the best quality. Okay, talk about the ketores, not the pan, obviously. B'chol yom kohanim olam b'mizrachos shel keves. On a normal day, the kohanim would go up on the right of the ramp, and the eastern part of the ramp. Da'amar kolpinos shetapona lo yuhi el derech yamin lemizrach. Because there's a din in the Beis HaMikdash that you should only turn right to the east. In the Beis HaMikdash. Again, if the ramp is in the south, right, if you go up, right, you're facing north, so you start at the right, and if you turn right, then you're going to face east, right? You go up the ramp, and you turn around, right, and come back down. Right? Again, the idea was, as Rashi explains, and that we didn't want the regular Kohanim just walk around on the Mizbeh. It wasn't appropriate, right? It's not your house, so you're going to see in a second, right? It's not your house just to hang around. and just walk away wherever you want. So so basically we had the Kohanim go up, right, and turn around, right, turn to the right, turn down, and come right down on the Mizbeach every single day. Vayom, but today, says the Mishnah, all the Be'emtzah, we heard the Be'emtzah, right, the Kohen Gadol would go up in the middle, go down in the middle. It's my time. What's the reason? Mishum Kvodo, the Kohen Gadol, because the Kavod of the Kohen Gadol. What does that mean? What does it mean, the honor of the Kohen Gadol? To read the Gerashi, Mishum Kvodo Laharos Chashivuso, Shehu Ben Bais, to show his chashivus, right, to show his importance. He's like a Ben Bais. It's like he lives here, right? Umakiv Latzorech, Shalom Latzorech, and he walks wherever he wants. Right? We're not concerned, right? It's as if he lives here, the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, as if he's Beis HaMikdash, it's his home. He goes wherever he wants. He can walk up the middle of the ramp, right? He struts his stuff, right? Just like you walk home straight on the couch, right? Kick off your shoes. Right? Kohen Gadol can go down the middle of the ramp. We don't have to worry about the rules of turning to the right and being Mekavadik, right? And the Kohen Gadol is home. He can do whatever he wants. He can walk down the middle of the ramp. Right? And today he does it, the Mishnah said, from a special golden pitcher. My time, again, Mishum Kvodah, the Kohen Gadol, right? Again, to show more cover for the Kohen Gadol. Right? And every single day on the Mizbeach, there were four piles of wood. Tana Rabbanan, and we got, right, if you remember, at the end of the Mishnah, we had a whole machlokas, right? That was Rabbi Meir's Shita, right? That's actually the last Shita. We had a machlokas, whether it was four or five, right? Three or four, or two or three. So now the Gemara goes into that. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, b'chol yom hayash shtayim marachos, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who we're going to quote in a second, right? Every day on the big Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, outside the Mizbeach, on the big Mizbeach outside the Heichal, right? There were two piles of wood, fires, right? Vayom Shalosh, on Yom Kippur, there were three. Achas Maracha Gdolah, one was the big Maracha, right? Where you burned all the Korbanos. Achas Maracha Shniach Shakatoris, one of them was the small one where you took the coals for the Ketores. The Achas Shemosif and Bobayom, and one that you would add on Yom Kippur. And what's called it, meaning the Ketores that you're going to take into the Lefnai Lefnim, into the Kodesh Kodashim, right, so that got its own that got its own pile, that got its own pile of coals, meaning they make their own, right, they cover the own. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yossi says B'chol Yom Shalosh V'Yom Arba. No, actually there were three. It was three every day, and on Yom Kippur there was four. What's the extra one? So Achas Shemaracha Gedola, one was the big fire. Achas Maracha Shnia Shal Ketores, one was the one for the standard coals for Ketores. One of them, this is the third one, right, the extra one, was to make sure that there was fire on the big pile, meaning if the fire would start dying down from the big pile, they would take perhaps from this third pile that, to make sure, right, for the garage, Shem in Esh al Maracha Gedola, Ms. Gabra Mosifan Alav Mizet, right, you take extra water, extra fire from this one to keep sure, make sure the big fire was going. Okay, Ve'achas Shem Mosifan Bobayam, and obviously one, right, that they added one today, specifically in Yom Kippur, for the sake of the Ketores that went inside the Kodesh Kadosh. Rabbi Meir says that B'chol Yom Arba V'Yom Chamesh. But really, there were four piles of fires every day on the big Mizbeach, and again, the Mizbeach was massive, so this is not a problem. There were four fires actually on the Mizbeach, so on Yom Kippur there was five. Achas Shemaracha Gedolah, one was the big one. Achas Shemaracha Shnei Shal Ketores, one was the small one, right, for the coals for the Ketores for every single day. Achas Shokim HaEish, one again, like Rabbi Yossi said, was to make sure that the big fire stayed lit. And the fourth one, Achas Levarim Upidarim, was Shalom Nizaklu Miba'erev. One of them was for fats, from leftover fats and such from yesterday's korbanos that did not burn up properly. The achas shemosifim b'bayom, and obviously, right, like we've been saying, one that they added extra to take the coals for the ketores. So the Gemara says, well, everybody, regardless of the machlokas here, everybody holds that there's at least two. So minolan, how do you know? Where do you get that from? Why do you know? How do you know that there are two files? Damakra, the pasuk says, hi haula al mizbeach kol alayla. Right, that pasuk is Zumarachas Gadola. That's the talking about the big fire. The Asham is Beach Zukarbo, there should be fire on the Mizbeach, Zumarachas Shnei Shal Ketores. And that's the second one, right? That's the smaller one. Rabbi Yossi, what about Rabbi Yossi? V'kiyam ha'esh minale. So where did Rabbi Yossi add the third one? That you have to have a third pile to make sure that the big fire doesn't go out. So Nafgalei meveh ha'esh alam Mizbeach Zukarbo. Okay, we learned it from that third pasuk, right? There's a bunch of, it says a bunch of times, right, that there's a fire on his back, right? This is, if you look at the parsha, if you want to kind of just chazer the whole parsha that we're going to talk about right now, right, it's the parsha of Tzav, right, the beginning of parsha Tzav, right? That Tzav is Aravis, but not Vilemor, Zos Torah Sa'ola. Is it the beginning of Tzav? No, it's the middle of Tzav. No, it is the beginning of Tzav. Now I'm confused. All right, either way. But meaning we say it in korbanos every morning, right? The psukim talking about the korban ola, right? It says phrases like veish hamizbeach tu karbo, right? Veish aola al magdal mizbeach chol alayla, right? Veish hamizbeach tu karbo. It says again, eish tamid tu karbo, right? Again, al mizbeach losichba, right? It says a bunch of times about a fire on the mizbeach. So if you just run through those five psukim over there in Perek Vav. Perek Vav of Vayikra. So that's where we're taking this from. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, let's not get. So that's Rabbi Yossi uses the pasuk of Ve'ish al mizbeach tu karbo, right, to teach me that you need this extra pile to make sure that the big fire doesn't go out. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? Right, again, because he says there's only two piles. So Ahi Latzatzas Eish Alisa Huda Asa. That teaches me that you need to light the fire with like a not a match, but like a but an extra piece of wood, like a spark, like a little small tiny fire, and that's how you put it to the big fire, and that's how you light the wood and the big pile. Tanya Kluin the Rabbisa, Hai Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menaim Latzatzas Alisa Shalot Tehei Ela Berosh Hashem Mizbeach. How do you know that this kindling of this small little match stick? It's not a tiny match stick, but like let's say a little piece of wood, right? That would light, you know, like you see the like the big bonfires, right? You stick a small, let's say, torch right into the middle of the massive bonfire, and then everything catches. So that's the same idea over here, that they had a little bit of a torch. They didn't just like, you know, pour gasoline on and like flick a match, right? They had a little proper torch they would stick in the middle of Mustama. I think that's what it means. And how do you know that happened on the Rosh of Mizbeach, on top of the Mizbeach? Some of them, which the Pazik says, Vayishal Mizbeach Tu Karbo. Okay. So I'm Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi do with that Pazik? Right? Well, we know what Rabbi Yossi does with that Pazik. He learns that you need a third pile of fire on the Mizbeach. So what are Minayin She'osa Maracha L'Kiyam Ha'ish? So how does Rabbi Yossi know that you need to have this third pile? Rabbi Yossi tells us alisa menale. So where does Rabbi Yossi learn the halacha that you need to light this little fire, this little small little torch, this small little stick of wood? Right? How does he know that? Right? Because his pasuk teaches me that you need a third pile on his mizbeach. So nafkale mehecha de nafkale the Rabbi Shimon. He learns it from Rabbi Shimon. The tanya like learned that right. So v'nosnu b'nei Aaron akoyin ish on the mizbeach. Limit al tassas alisa shlotei el b'koyin kosher uvichli shares div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda uses this pasuk right, to teach me that you need to have the tzatzas alisa, the lighting of the spark of the torch, etc. That has to be with the proper kohen wearing the big day kahuna. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "V'chita alel da'atcha shezar shekura v'gabi mizbeach." Right? Why do you need a pasuk to teach me that the kohen is dressed in big day kahuna to light the fire that's going to light the pile on the mizbeach? No zar is going to get on the mizbeach and do that. You can't get on that zar. A non kohen can't get on the mizbeach. It must be, rather, says Rabbi Shimon, that this pasuk teaches me that it has to be on top of the mizbeach. Right? And that's where Rabbi Yossi would learn that this halacha of lighting this little torch thing, the spark that will start the big fire, right, that has to be on top of the mizbeach. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, why does Rabbi Yehuda need a pasuk to teach me, right, that it has to be with a proper kohen and in the big deguna? Obviously. Right, so the Gemara says, "Imihasam." If that was true, Havamina Kai Aarev Avid Bamufcha Bamufucha. If you didn't have a pasuk, says Rabbi Yehuda, to teach me that you have to do it from on top of the mizbeach, you might have thought that a non-kohen can stand next to the mizbeach and blow on the fire, right? To kind of wave the fire and make it go. Right? I guess I don't know. Not blow with his mouth. Maybe he had some sort of instruments or whatever. But you might have thought he could do it from off of the mizbeach. Right? The non-Jews or non-Kohanim are allowed in the Azara. So maybe you would have thought that he could do it from the side of the Mizbeach, so therefore, Kamash Balan, but the Pasuk teaches me that it has to be done on top of the Mizbeach. Okay, fine. Now Rabbi Meir had said you need a fourth pile to burn all the fats that hadn't gotten consumed at night. So for Rabbi Meir, where does he know that you need this fourth pile, this fourth fire on the Mizbeach? So Nafkalei Mei Ve'esh. He learns it from the Pasuk of Ve'esh. For Rabbanan, what about everybody else, right? Vav, lo darshi, right? They simply don't darshin out, right, the vav. So therefore, they don't learn that there needs to be a fourth fire on the mizbeach. Rabbanan, evarim, abdarim, shalom, zaklam, ibeirev, maya, avidlu. Well, if you're not going to burn them in a separate pile, according to Rabbanan, so what do you do with these fats that didn't get consumed by the fire the night before? So, simply, right, the most logical place, as the Gemara says, is ma'adu le'ba la ma'arocha gedola. Right, you return them, right, to the big fire. to the standard pile, to the standard fire. How do you know? You just put them back on the mizbeach. And if there's no room, you put them on the ramp. Oh, agabe soviv, or on the rim, on the lip of the mizbeach. But until you take care of the fire is set up, right? Again, if there's no room where the fire is not burning yet, how do you know that you kind of leave them there on the ramp or on the ledge? Tamalam, where the public says, "Asher tochaloish, shesah olah on the mizbeach." Right, the fire has to consume the olah entirely. Right, you don't need that pasuk. Right, we know, right, that the fire burns the korban olah, so it must be that anything that's left over from a korban olah has to be burned, right, on the big fire. For Rabbi Meir, akule olah atamachzer via atamachzer akule ketores. And Rabbi Meir used that pasuk to teach me that you can return leftover fats from a korban olah, but not leftover ketores. Right, for whatever reason, if the ketores was not burned by the mizbech hazav, right, you shouldn't return that to the mizbech. The Tani, Rabbi Chananya ben Bar Minyomi, the Debe Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, right, he taught the following: Asher tochal ha'eshes ha'ola ala mizbech, right, that the fire burned the ola on the mizbech. Ikuli ola tamachzer v'yatamachzer ikuli ketores, right, that specifies the ola, right, the korban ola is returned to the mizbech to burn, but not the extra stuff of the ketores that for whatever reason was not burned and kind of maybe it flew off or whatever, it was not burned by the Mizbech Hazav. The Kuli Al-Mihas, however, everybody holds that Mosifun Bo Bayom, right? Everybody holds, and the Gemara goes back to the original Machlokas between 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, right? Everybody held that, first of all, there's at least two, right? That's what we mentioned, at least two fires on the Mizbech. And everybody held that on Yom Kippur, we added an extra fire. So minaluhu. So where did they get that from? Where does the pasuk teach us that? So nafkalu me veha ish. Right. So they learned it out from veha ish. Veha ish al mizbeach tu kadbo. They could have just said ish al mizbeach tu kadbo. If it says veha ish, that's apparently right, we need an extra fire on Yom Kippur. Lamanda lo dorish vav. Right. Even according to the one who doesn't learn out vavs. Right. We said it before. Right. Or Rabbi Meir learns out from a vav, and the Rabbanan don't. So even if you tell me you don't learn out from a vav, so vav, hey, darish. So vav and hey, right, you will learn that, and then everybody agrees that veha ish, right, the two extra letters, veha, that teaches us something, teaches us namely that on Yom Kippur, we add an extra fire. Okay, now, the puzzle continues, right, ish tamid dukar al mizbeach lo sukbeh. What do you learn from that? Ish tamid, right, what are you learning that from? So what does that teach me? It teaches us, like we learned in Rabbi, what does that teach me? Right, that teaches me that the pile of coals that you take for the ketores, right, again, the ketores was two things. There was taking the coals and taking the ketores, right, and burning it on the coals, right, it was a two-step process, as we pointed out earlier. So the coals were on the outer mizbech, on the mizbech hanachoshes, on the mizbech hachitzon, the outer mizbech. Right, that ish machta uminora minayin. How do you know that? Now, okay, so that's what that teaches me. Now, what about ish machta uminora minayin? How do you know that the fire from the machta, right, from the shovel in Yom Kippur, and the menorah, the fire from the menorah that's going to end up using to light the menorah? How do you know that also comes from the outer mizbeach? Says, really, it makes sense. It's logical. Nemra ish b'ketores, b'nemra ish b'machta. It says fire by the ketores, and it says fire by the machta, by the pan that the on Yom Kippur, right? So umenorah, and it also says by the menorah as well. Right? Obviously, you have to light the menorah. So malahalan al mizbech hazav. So afkan al mizbech hachitzon. What did I say? Right? Malahalan al mizbech hachitzon. Right? Afkan al mizbech hachitzon. Right? Just like we take the coals for the ketores. On the mizbech hachitzon, so too the fire, the coals for the machta, the shovel in Yom Kippur, and for the menorah. So it says, "Okil chol derechzu," or maybe you should learn the logic this way. I mean, not don't learn like that. Learn like this: nemre ish b'ketores, and nemre ish b'machta u'menorah. That it says fire by both of them. Maybe just like you take coals from the mizbech that is next to it, i.e. Right? Again, if you remember the setup of the kelim in the Heichal and the Kodesh, there was the Shulchan in the north, the menorah in the south, and then the Mizbech Hazav was in the middle, but it was a little bit abutted, it was a little bit extra, sticking out towards the entrance, towards the east. So it was really like a triangle. So why don't we darshan out that just like we take from the Mizbech that is next to the Mizbech Hazav, right? Something that is next to the Mizbech HaZav. What's next to the Mizbech HaZav? Well, if you go to the right, the Mizbech HaNechoshes, the Mizbech on the outside, is close to the Mizbech HaZav. Right? So maybe so too for the menorah, we should also take the fire from the Mizbech HaZav. Meaning, if you have the Mizbech HaNechoshes that's next to the Mizbech HaZav, and therefore we learn by the Keturah, so you take the coals from something that's next to it, so maybe we should take the fire from the menorah from something that's next to it. What's next to the menorah? Right? Next to the menorah is the Mizbech HaZav, the inner Mizbech for the Keturah. Maybe we should take the fire from there. Right? So how do you know that the Pasuk teaches me, right, that you compare Keturah, menorah, and the machta and the shovel that you take into the Kodesh Kodashim to Ketores, maybe the comparison should be that just like you take the coals from something that's next to the Ketores, i.e. from the outer Mizbeach, you should also take the coals from something that's next to the menorah and the Kodesh Kodashim, i.e. the inner Mizbeach. So, Tamalom, therefore the Pasuk says, Ish Tamid, Dukan Alam Mizbeach, Lo Sichbe. Right? Ish Tamid, Shamarti, Lecha, Lo Dehe, Ela Shem Rosh, Shal Mizbeach, Achiton, Lamanu, Ish, the menorah, I went a little bit too far. Right, so that, yeah, meaning, so, look, hey, El Barosho Shem is Bachachiton, right, apparently, it's therefore, the Pasuk teaches me, right, since the logic could go both ways, the Pasuk has to teach me, right, that it has to be, the menorah has to be, right, from the Mizbach HaChitzon, from the outer Mizbach. So the Gemara says, okay, that's good enough for the menorah, the Lamanu Eish LaMenorah, right, Eish LaMachtaminayin, so how do you know about the coals that were used in the shovel in the on Yom Kippur? Vedinu, the logic goes that the Nemra Eshba Machta and Nemra Eshba Menorah, right, it says fire by both the pan, the shovel, and Yom Kippur, and by the menorah. Malahalan Agabe Mizbech Achitzon, Afkan al Mizbech Achitzon, right? Just like by the menorah, you take it from the outer Mizbech, so too by the over here. Okil Chol Derech Suwa, maybe the logic goes the other way, right? Nemra Eshba Ketores, Nemra Eshba Machta, maybe you could compare the fire, the word Ish, by the Ketores, and says the word Ish by the Machta, by the shovel, right? Malahalan Besamachlo, Afkan al Samachlo, again, the same back and forth, same logic, meaning we're not sure which way to go. Theoretically, you could learn one way or another. So therefore, Tam alone, where the Pasuk says, right, you take a shovel full of fire, full of coals, from the Mizbeach in front of Hashem. Right? Ezu Mizbeach Shemitzasu Lefnei Hashem, Vein Kulu Lefnei Hashem. Which Mizbeach is not entirely before Hashem, but half in front of Hashem? That's the outer Mizbeach. What does that mean? What is going on over here? And this will finish. Right? The Pasuk says, you take the coals from on the Mizbeach, from in front of Hashem. Well, that seems to imply that you have to go into the Mizbeach, and then it further qualifies, once you're on the Mizbeach, take from the place that is from in front of Hashem. Now, if you tell me that's talking about the Mizbeach HaZav, inside the Kodesh, inside the Heichal, well, that's entirely in front of Hashem. Right? Only the Mizbeach HaChitzon, only the outer Mizbeach, right, as half of it, let's say, is facing the Ulam, right, and the Kodesh, and the other half, right, is facing the other way, is facing away from the Kodesh, right? It's facing the Azara. So therefore, since that Mizbeach is half and half, that the Pasuk has to qualify, once you're on the Mizbeach, take from the part that is Milifnei Hashem, right? So that is must be talking about the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and therefore that's where you get the coals. That's where everybody learns that you add an extra fire, right? So you can take the coals to go to the Kodesh Kadoshim on Yom Kippur with the Ketores. Okay, Shkoyach Gadol Rabosa, you can invite in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Besar Ristovos, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.